Hello, everyone. I definitely had no intention of doing this. So my story is about one of my best friends and also one of the people I am so different from and at times I have hated. I have been friends with her for 20 years. Her name is Caroline, and we are so different. When we were in high school, she wanted to go buy a Coach bag, and I wanted to go buy used clothing. When we were in college, I wanted to go into the Peace Corps, and she wanted to go to Georgetown Business School. So I ended up in the Peace Corps, and she ended up visiting me. And I can't tell you, I was so embarrassed. She shows up, and she was just so different. She was living in the U.S., and she had never been to a foreign country like Morocco before. And so I was showing her around, and she's carrying around her BlackBerry and very flashy, and kind of we end up in a place with a lot of Peace Corps volunteers, and she's talking about a lot of money, and she had paid something for us. She'd bought us all booze. We're in Morocco. It's hard to find. She kept kind of mentioning wanting people to pay her back. Just because she was just so nervous about being in this country without any cash. She had spent all her cash. She's not used to that. And she kept mentioning it, and by the end of the night, the rest of the Peace Corps volunteers, and we didn't make a lot of money in Peace Corps, we finally realized, okay, we need to pay her back. And I was so embarrassed. She's holding her BlackBerry. She has a job back in the States at Georgetown. And I was just like, you can't see what's going on. And I held on to this. So embarrassed. She finishes her trip. She goes back. And I held on to this and held on to this. We'd been friends for 15 years at that point. And then I was getting married. And I got really, really drunk at my bridal shower, as one does. And she was there because she's been there for everything. She's been there through all of the boyfriends. She's been there without asking, through all of the hard times. And she was there through a good time. And I was still so mad at her. Get drunk, and I just let it all go. Let it all go at her. I can't totally remember what I said. But I know it was not a lot of nice things. And she sat there, and she took it in, and we started to talk. And we started to talk about how different we were. And she started to tell me, from what I remember, about all the things that she really admired in me and what I'd done and how much she really enjoyed and loved being my friend, which was super evident in everything that she had done throughout her life. She had always been there for me, even without me asking. And it became very evident to me that even when you're super different from someone, and maybe you're approaching things differently, that doesn't necessarily mean you need to hate someone. But it can mean that you're just thinking about things differently, and you can be good friends in very different ways.